tonight, powerless and paralyzed, Hurricane Maria gaining strength and on the move after knocking out all power in Puerto Rico. Neighborhoods demolished, streets underwater. We're live in the disaster zone. Signs of life, the urgent search for victims trapped at that collapsed school more than 48 hours after Mexico's earthquake. Tonight, new hope as rescuers pull survivors from the rubble. Punishing North Korea, President Trump's tough new actions turning up the heat on Kim Jong-un's regime. Facebook and Russia, CEO Mark Zuckerberg caving to Congress the sensitive info he's agreed to turn over in the Russia probe. Deadly epidemic, a pharmacy giant taking a stand, what it means for your prescriptions. And birthday wishes, giving every kid a chance to celebrate their special day. Nightly news begins right now.
From NBC News World Headquarters in New York, this is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening to our viewers in the West. Thank you for being with us. More than 36 hours after Hurricane Maria stormed ashore in Puerto Rico, ripping apart homes and flooding streets, it is possible we have not yet seen the worst of it. That's because entire areas remain cut off this evening. Power is out across the island. Communications are spotty, water is running short, and the number of possible casualties is still unknown. Tonight, the millions of Americans there wait as an urgent relief effort kicks into high gear. Let's get the latest now from our Gabe Gutierrez. Gabe?
Lester, Maria's death toll is now up to 18 across the Caribbean, including one death here in Puerto Rico. But the true extent of the damage is not yet known. Here in San Juan, many roads are impassable and communication systems are down, which means it could take quite a while to get a handle on the full scope of Maria's destruction. Tonight, in the wake of Hurricane Maria, parts of Puerto Rico are desperate. Residents forced to wade through waist-high water to safety. Many areas unreachable by land or by phone, and virtually the entire U.S. territory is without power. Search and rescue operations from multiple agencies in Puerto Rico and the U.S. mainland now underway. Dozens of families rescued during the early morning with just flashlights to guide them in this San Juan community. Today, we rode along with the National Guard and Governor Ricardo Rosselló, who hasn't been able to communicate not just with mayors in some parts of the island, but even his own parents outside San Juan.
Everybody has felt the pain and the anxiety of not speaking to loved ones.
Maria's path of destruction is relentless, devastating the Dominican Republic overnight. Dangerous storm surge and damaging winds that rip roofs off homes. New video out of St. Croix today shows the extent of the destruction there.
We got big trees, big mahogany trees that were rooted out.
And in hard-hit Dominica, officials confirmed at least 15 people died from the storm. For many in Puerto Rico, the cleanup is just beginning. It is still extremely difficult to get around San Juan, and this is part of the reason why power lines across this area are down. Virtually the entire island is without power. Many roads are impassable. And as you can see, we're just now starting to get our first look at the devastation.
Oh, yeah, it's too much to do. It's too much to digest in once.
Ernesto Pedro rode out the storm in his home and today returned to his business to see what's left of it.
It's shocking. It's really devastating for us. Like, it's a lot of money in a short time.
Early estimates show the damage across Puerto Rico could total $30 billion. The emotional toll can't be measured. Gabe Gutierrez, NBC News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
This is Gotti Schwartz. Dark days in Puerto Rico, expected to last months after Hurricane Maria ripped apart the island's entire power grid. Nearly all of its 3.5 million residents without electricity tonight. Cell phone service so unreliable that people like Angelica Rosario still haven't heard from their family.
Oh, we're desperate.
Yeah.
I have lived here like 35 years and this is too much to handle.
She's desperate for any news of her mother.
I haven't talked to my mom either, so I'm trying to go to my mom's house. It's sad.
The streets are littered with downed power lines, the storm even cracking concrete in half, damaging an infrastructure that was already crumbling. Officials say help is on the way, but a full recovery could take half a year.
Which one's going to be worse, the storm or what comes after the storm?
After the storm.
Terrifying for those standing in line for hours to get gas to power their generator.
Me cargas
gasolina y poder seguir sobreviviendo.
She said she's scared. She's scared of what the next 6 months are going to bring. She's a single mother. She's got to take care of her daughter, and she doesn't know what's going to happen.
Now families across the island trying to prepare for the humid darkness of life off the grid. Gadi Schwartz, NBC News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
The danger from Hurricane Maria is not over yet. The monster storm regained strength after it struck Puerto Rico. It's expected to cut close to Turks and Caicos late tonight. And after that, the current track shows it barreling between the U.S. East Coast and Bermuda. Now to the race against time in Mexico to find survivors from the earthquake. Authorities say has killed at least 273 people. Tonight, rescuers remain on the scene of a collapsed school, urgently searching for victims who may still be trapped. NBC's Miguel Almaguer is there.
After the frantic calls for silence, rescue teams burrowing deeper into this elementary school. Conflicting reports of who may be trapped inside. Earlier, rescuers saying it was children. Tonight, the Mexican Navy says they're all accounted for, but they are picking up signs of life.
Inside this courtyard, the center of the rescue efforts, there is a clear sense of urgency, a race against time for first responders who haven't slept or eaten in days.
One of the volunteers, an electrician, Christian Jimenez from L.A.
The third floor, you came all the way to the ground. It's really bad, though. It's really bad.
This rescue mission is dangerous. As search teams crawl through small pockets where wooden support beams could snap at any moment. Children who survived the quake have come to watch as their parents cling to hope. I have no words for the family, says Gabriela Rodriguez. It hurts to know their pain. Heartbreak is rattling the region. Businesses and countless homes are now gone. Overnight, three people pulled from the rubble, 36 hours after the earthquake. But tears still flood rescue sites. Beatriz Diaz has been looking for her nephew since Tuesday and fears he is still buried alive at work. NBC's Ron Mott traveled to the epicenter 75 miles from Mexico City.
The damage is significant. Everything from this 300-year-old church to more than 2,000 homes damaged or destroyed, even a crucial roadway in and out of town. One businessman says it will take decades to rebuild.
The heartbreak is why they need hope. Tonight, this country watching more than just a rescue. This is a fight for survival.
Here at the rescue pit, they are pushing some first responders away. They're concerned that this school could collapse on rescue teams below. Meantime, they are still looking for any signs of life inside that building below. They say survivors can only last about 4 days in the rubble. Lester?
All right, Miguel Almaguer tonight. Thank you. President Trump imposed new economic sanctions on North Korea today in an effort to drive the regime to the bargaining table to negotiate its nuclear program. Kim Jong-un with a fiery response late tonight, calling Trump's UN speech mentally deranged. Our White House correspondent Kristen Welker has details.
A united front at the UN today as President Trump ordered some of the toughest sanctions yet against North Korea, flanked by the leaders of Japan and South Korea.
Our new executive order will cut off sources of revenue that fund North Korea's efforts to develop the deadliest weapons known to humankind.
The sanctions target all individuals and companies that do business with the rogue regime, including trade in goods, services, and technology. And in a surprising move, the president said China's central bank has ordered its other banks to cut off North Korea. Mr. Trump has been pushing China to get tougher for months.
That was a somewhat unexpected move, and we appreciate it.
Analysts say China's involvement is critical.
If there's any country that has the ability to move the North Koreans towards negotiations and a more peaceful outcome of this crisis, it's China.
The sanctions assign the president still wants to give diplomacy a chance, even after unleashing this threat earlier in the week.
But if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
What would be the definition of being forced to defend ourselves?
It's attacks on us or our allies. So what is an actual attack? Of course.
Still, the president's combative language.
Rocket Man is on a suicide mission for himself and for his regime.
prompting North Korea to compare him to a dog barking. The rogue regime has escalated tensions by testing 22 missiles since February, including a nuclear bomb in recent weeks. Late tonight, North Korea's state-run news agency released this photo of Kim Jong-un as he called the president mentally deranged and threatened to tame him with fire. Earlier in the day, President Trump was asked if dialogue was still possible. He responded, why not? But for now, the war of words continues, Lester.
All right, Kristen Welker tonight, thank you. A big announcement today from Facebook. After being accused of not doing enough to stop Russia from influencing the 2016 election, the social media giant today bowed to pressure from Congress, agreeing to turn over thousands of ads to investigators in the Russia probe. NBC News business correspondent Jolene Kent has late details.
Tonight, CEO Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook will hand over 3,000 ads linked to Russia to both Congress and special counsel Robert Mueller.
We're looking to foreign actors, including additional Russian groups and other former Soviet states.
Taking new steps to find out how Russia may have interfered in the 2016 presidential election through targeted advertising on Facebook.
Any attempted interference is a serious issue.
The company adding it's possible that more ads from Russian or other foreign actors will be found in their ongoing internal investigation. Senate Intelligence Committee ranking member Mark Warner responded, tweeting, important and absolutely necessary first step. The American people deserve to know the truth about Russia's interference in the 2016 election.
I wish I could tell you that we're going to be able to stop all interference, but that just wouldn't be realistic. But we can make it harder. We can make it much harder. And that's what we're going to focus on doing.
But Zuckerberg will not release what his company has found to the public. Instead, Facebook will hire 250 new staffers to increase scrutiny of advertisers and disclose who pays for the ads. Jolene Kent, NBC News, Los Angeles.
As the Republicans try to find the votes for their latest attempt to repeal Obamacare, a war of words continues between the sponsors of the bill and a late-night TV host. But who is correct when it comes to a key part of the bill regarding coverage for pre-existing conditions? NBC's Casey Hunt has a reality check.
Republican senators fighting over the facts of their new health care plan with a late-night comic.
Am I not understanding the part where states would be allowed to let insurance companies price you out of coverage for having pre-existing conditions?
Senators Bill Cassidy and Lindsey Graham insist their bill meets the Jimmy Kimmel test, guaranteeing affordable coverage for people like Kimmel's son, Billy, born with a rare heart defect.
So we're going to give flexibility to cover sick people, but sick people will be covered.
So who's right?
Mouse.
Teresa Bohannon would like to know. Her son, Dean, was also born with a rare heart condition.
It's almost crazy to me that you not only have to worry about your child's care, but you have to worry about, oh my gosh, what are they doing in D.C., you know, that could potentially impact us.
The Affordable Care Act made it illegal for insurance companies to deny sick people coverage. That ban would stay in place. But Obamacare also outlawed charging sick people dramatically higher premiums. And under this bill, individual states could decide to change that.
The state just has to say that it intends to maintain affordable, adequate coverage, but it doesn't have to say how it's going to do it. It doesn't have to provide any evidence at all that it will do it.
That could devastate the Bohannon family. They're already collecting donations to pay for their son's coverage, just in case. Casey Hunt, NBC News, the Capitol.
Another major cyber attack to alert you to, this time against Wall Street's top regulator, the Securities and Exchange Commission, under fire today after admitting a database was breached in 2016 and that hackers may have been making illegal trades up until last month. This just 2 weeks after Equifax revealed a hack impacting the personal information of nearly half the U.S. population. Still ahead as we continue tonight, a major drugstore chain puts sharp limits on opioid prescriptions in a new effort to control the addiction crisis. As this country tries to deal with a deadly opioid drug epidemic, the pharmacy giant CVS said today it will place new limits on prescriptions of the powerful and addictive painkillers as of February. NBC's Kristen Dahlgren reports.
At CVS stores across the country, patients seeking opiates for short-term pain management will soon be limited to just a seven-day supply. The pharmacy chain attempting to turn the tide on the opioid epidemic.
And if fewer people become addicted, they'll lead better lives, we'll eliminate human suffering.
John Schutt's addiction started with a knee injury at 14.
I got another refill of 30 when I didn't even need the refill.
That led to heroin.
It took my happiness, it took away, you know, what what life is really about.
Doctors wrote more than 225 million opioid prescriptions in 2015. That's 71 prescriptions per 100 patients. CVS's plan mirrors CDC recommendations, asking pharmacists to contact doctors when they see prescriptions for more medication than a typical recovery time. The company also plans to boost funding for addiction counseling and safe opioid disposal programs.
I think our customers overall are going to be heartened by this.
Patients with chronic conditions would have dosage limits, with a few exceptions like cancer treatment. Today, the National Academy of Medicine issued a report suggesting doctors be more careful when prescribing opiates.
We all have to bear responsibility and play a role if we're going to get ourselves out of this epidemic.
John Schutt, now 15 months clean, says for him, limits might have made a difference.
It was just saving that one person that could have been, you know, had a more successful life.
So that one prescription doesn't become an addiction. Kristen Dahlgren, NBC News, Los Angeles.
We'll take a short break up next. Your first look at what the world's top athletes will compete for at the Olympics. Tests conducted on former NFL star Aaron Hernandez, who was convicted of murder, showed that he had the degenerative brain disease, CTE. Those tests found that the New England Patriots tight end had a severe form of the disease. Hernandez committed suicide in April while serving a life sentence. The disease has been found in more than 100 former NFL players and is linked to repeated head trauma. Just 140 days now before the Winter Olympics in South Korea, and here is what the 2,900 athletes from 95 countries will be chasing. The gold, silver, and bronze medals were just unveiled. They were designed with English lettering on the face and Korean letters on the edges. Up next here tonight, the woman who has thrown 25,000 birthday parties for children and is inspiring America. Finally tonight, a story about something kids look forward to all year, birthday parties, and a mom who's thrown thousands of them for children who might not otherwise be able to celebrate. NBC's Rahama Ellis has our Inspiring America report.
This is a birthday party for kids who could use something to celebrate.
How happy are you?
Like 5-year-old Charlotte Rogers. The party planner is the Cat in the Hat.
Today is a birthday!
Also known as Megs Young, a mother of three and a tutor who was shocked by what an 11-year-old girl once told her.
She said, "Miss Megs, I've never had a birthday party. I've never even had my own slice of birthday cake." And I honestly remember in that moment, it felt like someone had knocked the wind out of me. All right,
so we need After to- Megs cried, she got busy. When she won $2,500 in a contest urging people to do good in their community, she quit her job and started a nonprofit. The mission? Create birthday parties for kids who are poor or homeless.
If families are struggling to put food on the table, shelter their families, pay their bills, there's not a lot of extra.
5 years later, with more help from the community, she celebrated 25,000 birthdays. Behind the scenes, toys are gift-wrapped, ready to go, and Megs gets in character.
Welcome, welcome, everyone!
Kids get all the party trimmings, games, treats, blowing out the candles.
I hope with my whole heart that that wish comes true, because the kids deserve it.
Do you love it?
And of course, gifts.
I'll never let it go. I'll play with it like every day.
Creating the happy birthday memories every child dreams about. Rahima Ellis, NBC News, McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
Something to celebrate. We appreciate you spending part of your evening with us. That is Nightly News for this Thursday night. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching and good night.